Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dirty work time. And who do we have on the line today? And where are you calling from?
Hey, Shaggy and Natalia. This is Melody from Virginia Beach.
All right, Melody, how can we help you today?
So my fiance and I went over the weekend to our neighbor's house. His name is Kyle. He lives a few streets over. We don't really know him, but he does a big Labor Day cookout and he invites the whole neighborhood. So we were like, you know what? Everyone else is going. We should go.
Okay. Well, so if you're calling us, that means something happened at this cookout. So keep going.
Well, let's just say things got weird. Kyle had a little too much to drink, and he started kind of, I don't know, maybe trying to cross a boundary or a lane. He started getting a little too much with me.
Okay, so when you say too much with you, you mean maybe flirting? Was he handsy? Did he try to kiss you? Or did he say something super disrespectful? Like, you know, this could go either direction.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was awkward. But then after a while, my fiance noticed, and he kind of got intervened, and then Kyle backed off.
All right, so if your fiance stepped in, and, you know, the guy kind of backed off, so I guess, all right, so something must else happen, because, again, you know, it's Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yes and no. When my fiance and I were leaving, Kyle made a statement to me. He goes, hey, next time you get out of the bathroom, you should wash your hands, and I kind of felt like, huh, that's weird. Was he, like, staring at me outside the window, or was he in the kitchen? Did he, like, I went to the bathrooms a few times.
Well, Melody, did you wash your hands? Like, maybe he noticed that you didn't come out, like, you know, with a paper towel? Like, come on.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I did wash my hands, but it was just weird. You know, I don't know how he would even, why would he say that?
All right, well, let me ask you this. Did you notice, like, does he have, like, cameras in the house? Is there, like, I don't know, like, cameras at the front door, back door? Like, do you think that maybe he has a camera in the kitchen or... like, when you came out of the bathroom? I'm just, you know, again, guessing.
He does have a door ring bell camera, and I did see a camera outside, but I didn't see anything, like, completely different in his bathroom. I mean, he has a nice bathroom. It's really big. He has a really, he's got a really, really, really nice bathroom, but I didn't notice anything.
Okay, so, Melody, you want us to call him to find out, try to figure out a way to tell us how he knew you maybe didn't wash your hands in the bathroom, so... seems like to me you might be a little nervous that he was either spying on you in the bathroom or staring at you through a window. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess if you could just find out, like, I don't know, maybe call him and act like, you know, you left something there and just see if, I don't know, I try to see if he has a camera around or how did he know or what's going on.
Okay, all right, yeah, hold on the line and I have an idea and we will get to the bottom of it. We will find out how this guy, your neighbor, knew you were nasty. And didn't wash your hands leaving the bathroom. We'll find out.
Hello?
Yes. Can I speak to a Kyle, please?
Yes.
Oh, well, your phone broke up a little bit. This is actually Christopher Wallace. I'm calling because I'm trying to win a trip, but I'm trying to also see about your security system.
Hey, so I have an app to try to block these spam calls. No, I don't need the insurance. I don't need life insurance. I don't need car insurance.
Yeah, like I said, Kyle, I don't know if you were listening. I'm not selling any of that. I'm actually asking about your security system. And listen, man, I'm just a college kid, and I'm doing this on the side because I'm trying to win a trip to go surfing in Hawaii. So you really don't even have to do it. Just listen to my spiel and say no, but I can mark you down and maybe get this trip.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Hurry, man. I'm literally just putting it to work.
Okay, man, I'll be quick. And then, like I said, I know you just got to work. I appreciate it. So do you have any security systems like cameras, break glass, or motion sensors? Do you have any of that currently at your house right now?
Nope, I don't need any cameras. I have a Ring doorbell camera, and I have an outdoor camera out back, but I don't need any more cameras.
Okay, so you said you had the Ring doorbell camera out back. So, I mean, do you not have any cameras in your house? You know, like people can, like, you know, break in your house and steal things. I mean, it does happen. So do you not see the need of having an indoor camera, even if it's just one?
No, currently I don't have any cameras in my house because I'm super OCD. So anything in my house that is moved or touched, I know.
Ah, I see. So, like, for example, you're not really worried about someone breaking in. You know, like, if something's moved, you're going to be able to tell somebody's been in your house. So that's the reason why you don't have cameras, because you, like, are super particular about everything in your house?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even, like if I have my buddies over and we're watching football, like, I can tell you, like, if they, like, moved anything in my house. So I don't need any cameras because I'm literally that OCD. I should probably get medication.
Yeah, man, I don't know about medication. All right, so since the OCD thing, so it's really that bad, man? So you really don't even need a camera because you said you know everything? Like, I could go in and move, like, a fork and you would know that someone's been in your house?
Listen, I'll put it this way. This is to show you I don't need cameras. When people go into my house, or if I have people over a party and they go to the bathroom, I'm so OCD and so germaphobe that as soon as they flush the toilet, I'll go right into the bathroom to see if they use the hand towel to wipe their hands off.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. All right, I get it. I understand.
And so if I see somebody leave the bathroom and the hand towel hasn't been moved because I know exactly how that hand towel is placed, then I watch them and make sure, like, they don't touch the food. So, yeah, that's how OCD I am.
I wouldn't say, I mean, yeah, I guess it's OCD, but, man, you know, to go into the bathroom every time you hear the toilet flush just to make sure they wash their hands with the hand towel, I think, okay, that makes a lot of sense, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, but definitely don't need the phones of the cameras, I'm sorry, but if you find out a way that I can chill with my OCD, like, I can't even relax when I have parties because I'm just following people and making sure they, you know, do the right thing, especially if they go in the bathroom and wash their hands because of that hand towel, so I'm very, very familiar.
Well, okay, well, thanks, man. Well, Melody, he doesn't have cameras, and I think maybe next time, I don't know, I guess now he knows that you don't wash your hands when you leave the bathroom, I guess.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.